All right, I want to greet everyone in Jesus' name this morning.
Glad to
be here with you all again. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you this morning and we thank you, God, for your goodness and for your mercy. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for the victory, Lord, that you will have, Father. Lord, we just pray that you'd help us live that out. Lord, fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom, Father. Again, we just thank you for all that you do for us. Lord, give us wisdom and understanding. Again, Father, as we open your word. Again, we just thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let's open our Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6, begin verse 10. I want to talk about spiritual things this morning. It's kind of interesting, the spiritual side of things, spiritual things. We live in this world, we live in the physical side of things, and it's so easy for us to put faith in these things, the physical things, the things we see, the things that we can actually hold on to, the things that are something that we can just take hold of and just really hold on to and see and feel and touch. And the spiritual things are out there, and sometimes we can kind of recognize them, but most of the time they're pretty elusive to us. And it's amazing how confident we become in the physical things and how the spiritual things are just kind of out there and we don't really understand them. But the reality is those spiritual things are what will last. You know, we love to hold on to things that we think are solid, you know, concrete, it just comes to mind, you know, that's just, it's there. And that's what we spend most of our lives reaching for, the things that are there. And in reality, in the spiritual things are all that will last. The most solid thing that we think that we can get a hold of will just be gone one of these days and will mean absolutely nothing. The spiritual things will survive. And, you know, we're thinking of that maybe in a physical sense. Our mind is already going there to, you know, what we're holding on to, the things in the world. But that's not even really what I want to talk about when I talk about spiritual things this morning. It's not the financial or the security or any of those things that we might be thinking that are important to us. When I talk about the spiritual things, I'm talking about, and the physical things, I'm talking about things that are real, but we try to make them concrete. Let's read a Bible here for just a minute. It says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might." Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of His might. You know, right there is, you know, it's easy to talk about being strong in the Lord and in His strength. But we've never even seen the Lord. You know, we've seen things He's done, but we've never seen Him in a physical sense. And so it's hard for us to trust in Him. It's hard for us to trust that He has all things in His hands. We can see that through ages, that's the way it's been. We can see people who have trusted in Him, and they came out just fine. But for us, you know, we want something physical. Be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might. Put on the full armor of God so that you may be able to stand against firm against the schemes of the devil. In verse 12, it says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places." You know, just bringing it to where we are today, we know the situations in the world. And I've talked to some people this week, just some older men just out in the community, and that just can't believe how fast things have changed in the world, and the things that are going on today that were not even mentioned, you know, 30 or 40 years ago, or even 20 years ago. They just were unmentionable things, and nobody even considered that they would ever be as prominent as they are today. And our thought, our reaction is, well, we need better leaders. You know, we need to get the right person to vote the right person in and into the government so that they can turn this all around. And that's what this verse is. Our struggle is not against flesh and blood. You know, we're not fighting liberalism. We're not fighting the different movements that are in the world. That is not where the battle is. Our battle is with spiritual things. And that's why it's so important. You know, there's a lot of people that are fighting good fights, it seems, and good battles. They're standing up against evil, and they're really opposing it, and they're trying to change things. But that is not where the battle is going to be won. Even if things would turn around in this world, it won't be because of someone's strong political stand or someone's strong government position or a good government. Our battles are not with, it's much higher. Our battle is with the kingdom of darkness. And we're fighting this battle, or there's people fighting it, with their flesh. They're fighting it with the things that can be seen, the physical things that they can do to try to change the outcome of this battle. But the reason things are so happening so fast and things are just being pushed through, and the reason is because the spiritual warfare that we're fighting is the one that's gaining. They're fighting on a spiritual level, and the battle is on a spiritual level, that if we're fighting in the flesh, there is no way that battle can be won that way. No way. Our battle and our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against spiritual forces and wickedness in the heavenly places. The rulers that are in this world are not the ones that we vote for. The rulers are the ones that we vote for with our spiritual lives. And that's why the powers of darkness are manifesting themselves in this flesh. Because darkness is what's ruling in the world today. But our battle is not in those things. This battle that we're fighting is a little like spiritual things. I mean, this battle in the world, you know, there's a physical side to it, and there's a trying to make it concrete and something you can get a hold of, and then there's the spiritual side of it. Let's turn to Galatians chapter 5. We begin in verse 13. The whole title is Walk in the Spirit of this chapter. Walk by the Spirit. So we're just going to kind of, you could just start in anywhere here, but verse 13 it says, "For you were called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, in the statement, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." And in verse 15 it says, "But if you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another." See this what he's saying here, it's showing two different realms here. The physical and the spiritual. And if we get caught up in this physical, what we see, and we start fighting the battle on that realm, we'll turn against ourselves and bite and devour one another. Verse 16 it says, "But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you shall not carry out the desire of the flesh." What I'm trying to paint here is a picture of spiritual things. And it goes on and says, "For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition one to another, so that you may not do the things that you please." Here is talking about a battle in a spiritual life. Who's in control of our actual life? If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. "Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are these: immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousies, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, fractions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and all things these like, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God." Verse 22 says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law." What I want to talk about is the fruit of the Spirit. You know, and here's where we get things tangled up a little bit in the battle. We're looking for concrete things in the spiritual realm. The fruit of the Spirit is just that. It's the fruit of having a spiritual life. We can battle all these other things in ourself and in our flesh, and we'll be overcome by them. And we won't have this fruit that it's talking about. The fruit is what we receive or what we have. It's the evidence of it. It's not something that we just hang on to as our own. And our tendency is to grab hold of something and hang on to it as our own. That's what we want, even in spiritual things. For instance, people seeking happiness, just as an example. Anyone that's pursuing happiness or thinks that that is their end goal will never find it in the end. They might be happy for a little bit because something makes them happy. But if the whole end goal is my own personal happiness, then self or the flesh is at the heart of that desire. And so the harder I pursue after just making me happy, the more elusive real happiness will be. The law here is you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Whenever you start loving yourself or seeking these things for yourself to secure them and make them physical, they evaporate. This is like, you know, we've heard the carrot and the stick, or maybe we've seen the things where the little cat chases the red dot, the little laser dot, and the cat just jumps after it and chases all over and just tumbles all over and can never get a hold of that dot. That's the way the spiritual things are when we're trying to get a hold of them in a fleshly way. They're elusive. If that's our goal. Because if our goal is for us to simply be happy, we're never going to obtain that. Because true happiness comes when we lose ourselves. You know, these spiritual things all work under this same principle. We try to make them concrete. We try to make them something we can just get a hold of and hang on to. Happiness. I'm just going to hold on to that. And as soon as we clasp our hands around it, it's just like that little red dot the cat's. We open our hands and it's gone. That's spiritual things. When we try to put those two together, we always come up with an empty hand. And it's not just happiness. I mean, there's just a whole list of things that, spiritual things. When we try to make them tangible, they evaporate. Salvation is another area that we want to make tangible to us. And the more we pursue making this something concrete that we can hold on, the more it eludes us. You know, that's one of the things that Jesus said about denying ourselves. You know, one of the most selfish things in the world is just wanting to make sure that I'm saved. And the irony of it is, just like Jesus, when he loses what he said, when you lose yourself, you'll find it. You know, and we're out there trying to get a hold of something that we can just hang on to so that we can be secure. And we can have this faith. Faith is another one of those things that when we try to make it tangible, it just evaporates. Like the little red dot as soon as you push the button and the cat has it in its hand, maybe at last, and then the light goes out. We have a lot of happiness or a lot of comfort in pursuing that, but we never get it. And the only way we do is when we lose it. When we give up on pursuing these things for themselves, pursuing, trying to make them concrete. Faith. Humility is another one. You know, you've heard people that, well, I'm finally humble, you know. And we know that that's as elusive as anything else. It's another one of those things that are just there. If you have faith and are humble and pursuing it, but if you're wanting it to be, oh, I just can't wait until I get humble, it'll never be there. In fact, you know, we laugh whenever someone says, well, I'm finally humble. And we say, well, their pride's popping out all over them, you know, because they really don't have it, but they think they do. And that's the problem with all of these things. Whenever we have salvation, when we have faith, when we have humility, when we have all of these things, we may think we have them, but everyone around us knows that we're lacking. We can see it in others. That's why I'm talking about spiritual things. They're just as real. There's no comparison to the realness of what they really are compared to what we might put in concrete and think that we have. It's like the manna that God gave, that the boys talked about. You know, He didn't give us a year's supply of manna whenever He gave it to the children of Israel. In fact, He said, if you try to save up, it'll rot. If you try to get more gathered up, that security, trying to find something physical in it to where you can gain that, you know, that concrete security that you'll have enough for tomorrow, it bred worms and stank is what the Bible says happens to it. It's worthless. It's rotten. God gives us enough for today. By faith, we live for today. And whenever we start trying to pile up a little more to find something concrete, it winds up breeding worms and stinking. It's worthless. Because our life is from day to day. It's one day at a time. It's the moment we live in right now. And that's where the spiritual life is. Wisdom is another one of those things. You know, sometimes we see someone that might have a little wisdom. And then a lot of times we see people who really think they have wisdom. And we see the results of that. You know, someone that has wisdom doesn't just, you know, I've got wisdom, I'm pretty sharp, and just sit back and come and ask me your problems, and I'll fix them all up. That's not how wisdom works. You know, just in the little bit that I've had, most of the time when someone comes and says something, my first thought is, I don't have a clue what you're talking about. I just don't know. And then all of a sudden, it'll just be there. The answer right there and right there. It's nothing that you can just put in a box and say, I've got it. And once it gets in that box, it breeds worms and stinks. It's a spiritual thing. It's like when Jesus talked about it, it's the wind. We see that it's blowing. We see the things are moving. We don't see it. Sometimes we can hear it. And we can see the leaves moving once in a while. We can see what it does. But have you ever tried just to catch it? And see, just imagine yourself just trying to catch the wind. Where is it? It's gone. It's not there. But yet, we spend most of our lives trying to catch the wind with spiritual things, trying to make them into something that's physical, which will all pass away. We're not wrestling flesh and blood. Our battle is spiritual. We're trying to lay up stuff. Spiritual things even. And it's as futile as trying to catch the wind. You live the spiritual life day by day, one step at a time, doing what's right in front of you. You have wisdom living your life day by day, one day at a time, doing what's right in front of you. You find happiness living one day at a time, loving your neighbor more than yourself. In fact, the love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, kindness, all of that fruit of the Spirit comes because we're trusting in God. Faith, not something that we've got, something that we have every day. And when we get all these little things all twisted up, turned upside down and out of order, they're gone. We might think we have them. And that's the sad thing. That's the dangerous thing. Pursue the spiritual things. Not trying to make them something we can really hold on to, but to put on that armor every day and live after those things. You know, the battle that the world's going through right now is a spiritual one. And it's going to get more spiritual. And the way we prepare for it is to be spiritual today. I mean, Jesus talked of the time coming that if he didn't shorten that time, no flesh would survive it. I mean, the deception we see people falling to, and they believe some of the things that are going on today. It's creeping towards us. It's creeping towards all mankind. And if we're trying to secure some spiritual security by making it concrete, eventually it'll catch up to us. We need to be in tune with walking with God the way we're supposed to. We're headed towards perilous times. Like I said, it's the physical sense of that is more than I've ever even imagined it would ever be. And the only way anyone will ever make it through is trusting God in the power of His might. Walking with Him. Having faith, not something that you can hang on to, but a faith that rests and trust and obedience, a response to His will. May the Lord give us wisdom as we strive for these things. Do you have anything you'd like to share?
Sometimes I let myself just think that something I need comes from someplace else. Mm-hmm. And that's anyway, so maybe like you're maybe selling to my spirit more than my flesh, you know. Anyway, somehow I gotta figure out how to prevent that.
Lord. All right. Well, Lord willing, we'll meet back at 6 o'clock this evening. God bless y'all. Part peace.